What's up, everybody? Well, I'm like sitting out here in my garage. Like, I know it's crazy. I'm sitting here in my garage on my Tai Lopez shit, right? And I'm really, it's been busy, man. Been real busy. Thanksgiving just passed, or Black Friday. You know, it's holiday season, so it's getting kind of stressful. It's getting kind of, not say stressful, but it's getting busy. You know, everybody's getting busy towards the end of the year. And I'm sitting here looking at my car, and you know, I got some things I need to take care of. Got to finish up stripping this subframe. Now I got to get started on this engine bay. I got to get that cleaned up, get the wiring harness, get the fender's front bumper off, and then start on that rear subframe once I finish up front, right? I'm debating on if I want to put AC back in the car. This is going to be like a summer car, so I don't know if I want to put the AC back in the car just yet. I'll probably keep the components for AC because I do feel like I'm gonna pull the engine out once again. Like once I get it running like this, like for this year, for this season, I'm probably gonna pull the motor out again and then, you know, probably do like a turbo, and I'll probably put the AC, you know, we'll see how the AC goes back with all of that. But just looking at all of it and looking at the car in general, like I really miss driving this damn car, man. And like, you know, even with like the last bit, you know, I've been on social media a lot recently and just, you know, watching what's been going on. SEMA just passed earlier this month. It's a lot of crazy things, and like these cars are like they're coming to an end. Not necessarily coming to an end, but like a lot of companies are gonna start pushing electric cars on you. Well, I have no plans on buying a new car anytime soon anyway. And if I do get a new car, it's probably gonna be a it's definitely gonna be a truck. Like the more and more I think about it, it's definitely gonna be some sort of truck. I can't have another car. I just don't think that that is something that's a smart move on my end. So I'm definitely not getting an electric car. It just doesn't make any sense. But just with buying, you know, just getting reading everything and reading like what's been going on information wise and you know, I feel like the car, like buying new, buying like brand new cars will be something of the past. Like buying brand new like gas power cars, it might come back around. I personally feel like it should be a drivetrain option, but you know, that's just me. But back to like the 240, just looking at it, you know, I didn't buy anything on Black Friday sales for the 240. I didn't really see the point. There was nothing that was like super appealing to me anyway. Like I think like Injuku had their normal stuff and they had things that was like I think like some stuff was like 35, 40% off. But it wasn't anything that like I necessarily needed right now. It wasn't something like I was willing to just spend the money on right then, right? Because like, I looked at it and like GK Tech lug nuts were like the steel lug nuts was, you know, that $30 anyway. So it's like, you know, you're not really getting a super deal. Like somebody like, oh, that's 15% off. It's like, yeah, it's a couple of dollars cheaper, but I mean that's $30 anyway. And I don't even know what parts I need or want to buy, and I didn't want to just start buying stuff randomly. So I kind of just, you know, I held off. I held my money close to my chest. I didn't want to go crazy and start spending money on stuff that I didn't necessarily need. I don't have a parts list together at the moment, and I'm really just in like fabrication mode when it comes to the car. I do need a welder, and that's probably like the only thing that like I need. But it's like everything else, I'm in disassembly mode right now. I'm not even focused on buying parts. Like, you know, I got the emails and things like that, and it just wasn't that appealing. Like the more and more like I think about it, like Black Friday sales really aren't that appealing for car parts or anything in general, really. I know we went out to Costco yesterday, but we went like normal grocery shopping, and like everybody was like buying TVs and stuff, and people was looking at us weird because we had a shopping cart full of food, and you know, people were like, "You didn't get enough from Thanksgiving?" Like, yo, like Thanksgiving was one day. Like, we're not finna eat off of that turkey all week, like. You know what I'm saying? That's just not how we do. So we still got to get back in our routine and, you know, get back on our game. And even with just, cars in general, I'm trying to stay on top of my game, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to jump up and like follow every trend that comes out. Like, I think that's a weird thing. Like, social media itself is kind of strange when it comes to cars, because it's literally just all trends. Like, some people are building cool cars, but everything is like the steering wheel trend, where people are turning their wheel back and forth to like the car, to like the songs and shit. And people still talking shit about like Dodge Demons and Hellcats and all that shit. Like, bro, like, fuck all that. It's like you don't really see a lot of people building stuff. And maybe I'm just not on like a certain part of TikTok where like that's a thing right now, where I can see that. And yeah, that's just how it is for me. At the moment, like, I'm really kind of at a standstill, because I just came from Vegas. When was I in Vegas? I was in Vegas like Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. Then I went back to work on Wednesday. Thanksgiving was Thursday, Black Friday, and Saturday. I'm recording this on a Saturday. I've been super busy. I managed to get behind on podcasts. This is crazy, man. Holiday season is crazy. Anyways, I don't really have much going on with the car. Like, I hadn't touched the car since I pulled the motor out, and I've been working on this front subframe. And that's hopefully like that's gonna be like getting the front end of the car situated is what I'm trying to do by February. So I'm trying to get I want to get I still gotta talk to my dad about that welder. And then once I get that welder straight, get some metal, and get started on this front end, pull the harnesses, pull the fenders off and the bumper, and get that whole thing straightened out. And then once I get that straight, I do have my dad's air compressor at the moment too, to where I can paint the engine bay, get that straightened out. And yeah, it's just like a lot of little things like with the front end. Like, it's not like any huge projects, anything that's like super crazy that like it can't be done. Like, right now it's getting cold. I got my heater running right now in the background. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Just trying to get settled in. Trying to get settled in with just like everything what's going on. It's just hectic right now, man. And even in like the car world, it's like there's not really a lot going on. I know that Mopar, they said they're releasing the Hellcat's done. Like, they're not having no more V8 muscle cars, as far as from my understanding. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. They're saying they're gonna have like an electric muscle car, I saw a comment saying that I can't wait for the new environmental crisis to be like disposing of batteries. Which, yeah, I mean, that's gonna be a thing. So I don't even know how any of that's gonna work. I'm not looking forward to any of that shit. I'm sticking to where I'm at right now. I'm just really just trying to focus on getting this 240 built so I can drive this motherfucker. Tired of looking at it sitting here. Just being real. And that's really about it, man. I do think I want to put. I always said I didn't. I always said I wanted to go over fenders, and I'm thinking about doing it in the rear, and doing front. Doing some wider front fenders too, probably from Origin, and then doing a 180 kit, a 180 front conversion, and 180 tail lights on this car. And I mean, I think that's about it for like body mods, as far as I'm concerned. Just the fenders, over fenders. Maybe a 180 wing, 180 tail lights, and a 180 front end conversion. And I've been looking at like seats and stuff too, and I've been debating on just getting like an NRG seat, just for like now, and then saving up for like two Recaro bucket seats, or finding some Breeds maybe. I'm definitely not putting the rear seats back in here, so I'm probably gonna try to find like the rear seat delete. I don't want to go with like a I seen the Street Faction one, but I don't know if I necessarily want to go with that because it's metal. I kind of want to go with like a carbon look, but we'll see. And then next thing is I'm definitely gonna pull out the 100% pulling out the dash, and going to do a I'm gonna flock the dash 100%. And I do like the Street Faction door panels because, like, my driver's side door panel has always been fucked since I've got the car, and it's been like an annoyance. It's been super difficult to find like manual door panels too, and so like people want to charge like a ridiculous amount of money for them now. So I'm thinking about like just pulling them out and using the Street Faction ones, and then flocking those or wrapping them in Alcantara because they're just ABS plastic. They're molded ABS plastic, and then once I find a driver's side, then I'll reinstall the OG ones. And then if I can get the interior like I want to, because I want to do like a complete bride interior, right? So I don't know if like y'all remember, like back in the day, they would have like the bride gradation seats with the gradation fabric in the back seats too, with the black Alcantara back seat upholstered and stuff like that. And that's really like what I'm going for, is like that early 2000s like JDM look, because that's what I like personally. Nothing crazy, but just something like similar to that. Or if you look at I think it's like 180SX, like GVS or something like that. He had the black 180 with the red breads in it, and it had like the SSRs on it with the 180 front conversion, and like that's kind of the look I want to go, like a really clean and simple look for the car, because I don't want to do nothing crazy and not be able to drive it, and like just stuff like that. So that's kind of like the plan. Again, like I just want the car to be a very simple and easy car to drive. I want to go like full race car on it, but then it's like the more and more like I've ventured like down that rabbit hole of research, it was like I just can't do it because like, I enjoy driving a car too much. And I know I go back and forth with this like way too often about, oh, I want to drive the car, oh, I want to build a race car, all that type of stuff. I know I go back and forth with that like on a regular basis, and it's kind of annoying. I annoy myself with that, but yeah. And also I have to get new brake calipers. So more than likely, I'm probably just gonna end up doing a Part Shop Max conversion. It's just the 300ZX. Front and rear calipers, and so I know they're like direct bolt-ons, and I'll just do that because it's just easier that way to get four pistons up front, two pistons in the back. I don't want to have to rebuild like original calipers or stuff like that. That's kind of annoying. So I'll probably just buy those and then get rid of the my OEM calipers, or maybe just hold on to them and rebuild them eventually. And if I find another 180, then I'll throw them on there. But I plan on keeping a lot of parts too, because I was gonna sell a lot of stuff to like fund doing all of this type of stuff, but like the more and more I thought about it, I was like, I could hold on to a lot of this shit, and then like if I find another car, and I could just use these parts to rebuild another car. So that's probably what I'm gonna end up doing. I know like these cars are getting like really expensive nowadays, and they're becoming harder and harder to find every day. So, I mean, we'll see. I thought they were hard to find when I was looking for one. When I found the car that I have now, I thought they were hard to find, like at a good price. But nowadays, man, like this car here, the way it sits probably goes for like $5,000 or $6,000. And that's just crazy to me, because I would have never paid $5,000 or $6,000 for this car in a running condition at the time that I bought that. And I mean, that's just how they go, right? Formula D and the missile crisis, as I call it, kind of ruined it for a lot of people, man. And just people just like destroying cars, like even SRs. I remember like there was a time in the community where it was like you could follow like one person on Instagram, right? Or like you could follow like people on YouTube. And I like this document, like you can go back, and it was like people were just blowing up SR. They were literally getting SRs from like the importers in California, and they were literally throwing them in their car and not doing any sort of maintenance to them, and then like going and drifting, and then like spinning rods, and then taking them to the fucking junkyard. Like that was crazy to me. I never understood that logic. I was like, yo, if you spin a bearing, like you can rebuild your engine. Like it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it is a big deal, but it's one of those things where it's like it can be like if you take it to a shop, to a machine shop, and it's like it can be rebuilt, then it should be rebuilt. Because I was saying that a while ago, like, yo, these engines aren't plentiful, especially SRs in America. Like you couldn't just get them like that. Like I remember people were giving away SR, like L, not SRs, but KAs for SR swaps. Like you could, they had people had them in their garage, and they would literally just hand them to you. Like, whatever, I don't want this. Like, it's no good. But nowadays, man, it's just crazy, man. Like everything was LS swapped. I remember like a while. I remember like 2008 to 2000, like 15 or some shit like that. Like it was a crazy like LS swap the world. Like everything was LS swap. Like everybody who was on the internet had a fucking LS swap 240, and that was just crazy, man. And I even remember when I got this car, like the circle of guys I used to hang out with, they asked me, it was like, you gonna LS swap your car? And I was like, nah, bro, like, fuck that, man. That's crazy. Like, I'm not finna LS swap this car. Like, nah, I honestly, like, I was saying shit like that because I didn't have the fucking money to LS swap the car. Like, I was just trying to drive, bro. Like, I didn't even have a fucking car. Like, the whole situation about how I even ended up being able to even get this car is crazy. Like that's a story for another time in general. Like it was crazy, like why I even ended up having to buy, like why I even came up with the idea to even buy a 240. 'Cause like I always wanted a 240. Like my uncle had a black coupe when I was in high school, and I wanted him to sell me that car. But he would never sell. Like it had a hole in the floor and shit too. Like it had a lot of problems, like now that I think about it. But it did have a dual cam in it, but that motherfucker had a hole in the passenger seat floorboard, and I was just like, luckily, like I'm glad I didn't get that car, because that would have been something that would have been wild. That would have been like a wild situation trying to fix that. Like I probably would have fucked that up at that age. But anyways, like yeah, how I even ended up with this one is a crazy situation, man. Like I wasn't even in the market to buy a car. Like I wasn't even like in the thought process to buy a car because I had a car. But like I said, that's a story for another day. And here I am. I think I bought this car in like 2012 or something like that. 20, no, it was like 24, 2013, 2014, I think that's when I bought this car. And I bought it from a guy in Winston-Salem when I lived in North Carolina. And then I just ended up just keeping the car, man. The guy was super cool. I wish I could meet him again. But like that was probably like the smoothest transaction I've ever had. Like other than like Walmart or like, you know what I'm saying, going to like a store and shit. But like that was like the smoothest like transaction with like buying a car I've ever had. I literally like pulled up. The guy was waiting for me. He was like, this is the car. He was like, these are the issues. Like when I bought the car, I didn't have an ignition. Because he had literally just pulled the ignition out because like his girlfriend took the key to the car. He had the title. We literally went down to like this used car dealership where like he knew the lady, the person in the back, the notary in the back. He knew the lady in the back who would stamp the car. Like she literally wrote up a bill of sale. And she literally notarized the shit on the spot for free. Like the lady was super fucking nice. I counted out the money for the dude sitting in the passenger seat of his car, like while my wife, well, she was my girlfriend at the time, was waiting in the car. And like he was like, so how do you want to get the car back to where you live? And I was like, I was just gonna drive it. And he was like, nah, I don't want you to drive it and get in trouble. Like it didn't have an exhaust on it at the time. It was like the ignition was missing out of the car, so it was like, it looks like it's a stolen car, even though you had a paperwork. He was like, so no, I don't want you to drive the car back to where you live. He was like, I'll tow it tomorrow, right? It was like, just give me, he was like, I'll pay half. He was like, well, give me like $100 and I'll tow the car to your house. I'll call you when I'm on the way, send me the address, and then I'll call you when I'm like 10 minutes out. Cool. Next day, bro, like dude called me, was like, I'm on the way. He got the U-Haul joint. I have pictures of that somewhere too. I had to post them on Instagram. And he pulled up with the car, dropped it off. It was all good. Like, dude was mad cool. So I can't even complain about that. So this was like the easiest transaction that I ever done with like buying cars from people, man. I didn't have to really negotiate with dude. Like I was cool with the price of being 2 grand. He was cool with the price of being 2 grand. And that was that, man. And so I paid $2,000 for this car right now. I have about with just maintenance and stuff like that, I probably have about another $2,000 into it. I got about, let's see, I got about, surprisingly, I got about $300 in the into the dual cam KA. I know that's wild, right? That's with pistons, new pistons, all new gasket kit. I'm probably gonna get a new timing set for it too, just because, like some miscellaneous parts, like wiring harness and exhaust and the exhaust header. What else we got? We got a clutch, flywheel, radiator, ECU, and just a bunch of little parts. So altogether in the motor, I probably got about like $500, maybe. Like that's like a stretch. It's like really overestimating it. So, and then like, I'll probably get coilovers, which will probably be like, I'll probably get like a cheap set. I'm not even gonna lie to you, I ain't even gonna hold you. Probably gonna get like a cheap eBay set for the moment, just so I can put the car down and like get it rolling and get it sitting how I want to. And I'm probably gonna end up getting a set of Fortunatos or maybe a set of 326 power coilovers. But for now, probably just gonna run with like a cheap set of eBay coilovers, just because like I'm gonna need some shocks and shit, so fuck it. And I'm probably gonna run like some the square wheels from Injuca Racing, just to get it, just to have some wheels. And once I do like the five lug conversion, because like I'm not trying to, I'm really honestly like the reason why is because I want to drive the car and I don't want to end up waiting for wheels. And so like they have like a set, like if they have like a set, if they have those, it's either those or like the 57 DRs by Graham Light, and it's either one or two, well, either of those. So we'll see how that go. I'll make that decision based on how the budget gonna go. And yeah, I might do the NRG seat with the Nardi wheel, quick release, that whole thing. I'll probably leave the rear seats in it for now until I get all that straight. Get my fuel system rating. I got probably buy a new fuel pump, and I got a new fuel filter too. And so yeah, once I get the engine in, the engine bay, once I get the front end straightened out and the engine bay painted and all that whole thing tubbed and all that stuff, like everything else, it's not that big. Like the engine will be built and all of that, so I'm not really tripping. Like it's not, it's a lot of work, but it's not like something that's impossible. So that's just how that's gonna go. But for right now, that's like the update on the 240 and just a little bit on what's going on in the culture. Like I'm not really like focused on like reading news at the moment. Like I just, it's just been a lot happening in life. But for right now, that's it. Thank y'all for listening, man. I really appreciate it. Make sure that the YouTube channel is coming. Like I've been, like I said, it's been crazy. Like personal life has been crazy. So I'm gonna get the YouTube channel up and follow my social media, Mad Bombers World, Mad Bombers underscore world. The link is in the description. And I'll keep everybody updated on when that's gonna come. And I have all my social media in there, so make sure y'all follow me on TikTok too, because I'll be having some funny content, some content on that shit too. And make sure that y'all keep liking and keep on listening to the podcast, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.